Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Barbara Howard. After more than 5 months of legal proceedings, the Boston Marathon bombing trial is over, and convicted bomber Jahar Tsarnaev has received a death sentence. Many bombing survivors say that they are satisfied, but certainly not happy. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
A few hours before the verdict came in, Liz Norden was worried. Norden, whose two sons lost legs in the marathon bombings, thought the jury was leaning towards a life sentence. Norden has been one of the most outspoken supporters of the death penalty for Tsarnaev, so when the decision came down, she was grateful.
I have to watch my two sons put a leg on every day, so, I mean, I don't know, closure, but I can tell you it feels like a weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Norden and others who witnessed or were injured in the bombings and showed up at federal court for the verdict found themselves repeating much of the same message. The Tsarnaev verdict is not one to be celebrated, but it provides satisfaction. Mike Ward, a Boston firefighter who was off duty at the time of the bombings, says Tsarnaev got what he deserved.
Ultimately, justice has prevailed today. His premeditated actions to stand behind children, wait 4.5 minutes with a fully loaded bomb, he wanted to go to hell, and he's going to get there early.
As they waited for the verdict, Tsarnaev and his attorneys wore grave expressions on their faces. Tsarnaev, who often talks with his attorneys before the jury enters, stared down at the table. Such was the case when the verdict was finally read. There was no visible reaction from Tsarnaev or his attorneys, even after the jury left. Defense attorneys left the courthouse without making any comments on the verdict. But Mike Sullivan, who's part of a group protesting the death penalty outside court, calls the decision morally wrong.
I've seen enough killing in my life. I went to Iraq twice through the Iraq War, and I've seen nothing but killing from people that just decide that it's the right thing to do, and it's not.
Prosecutors declined to comment on their personal feelings about the death penalty, but U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz calls the verdict an example of justice.
Even in the wake of horror and tragedy, we are not intimidated by acts of terror or radical ideals. On the contrary, the trial of this case has showcased an important American ideal, that even the worst of the worst deserve a fair trial and due process of law.
Prosecutors recognize there will likely be an appeal. Defense attorneys practically promised it during their opening statement, saying that a life sentence would allow Tsarnaev to fade into memory. If that happens, Liz Norden and other victims say they'll be there, just as they have been for this stage of the case over the past several months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.